Well, hello and welcome to the news. The news that matters.
Well, actually, it's from a sort of rag paper that... But it does reflect some of our society, doesn't it? And obviously, I'll put the links down below to the two stories I'm going to talk about. And now, the first one is really the first one is very interesting. It's about a man of 23 years old who's married a 77-year-old femon. And they're very happy. It's wedding bliss, actually. Now, of course, this old femon probably couldn't believe her luck. Because, let's face it, the wall hit her many years ago. And this young man obviously has issues. Mummy issues. He wasn't looking for a wife, was he? He was looking for a mummy. And by the look of it, he actually got one. A real mummy. That was a good film, by the way. But you do find that with men I talk to who have been married for some time, they kind of talk about their wife as if it is their mother. Well, you know, sometimes men have mother issues and sometimes femon have daddy issues, don't they? So what do you guys out there think? You think this is normal? It's okay? Obviously, they sleep together. Oh, God. But even though this femon is an old femon, she shows the traits of all femons, doesn't she? Take a look at the picture here. Her lips obviously aren't thick enough, so she puts the lipstick on and goes over the lines to make her lips look thicker. She obviously dyes her hair, or that's probably maybe even a wig. And her eyebrows are starting to get off her forehead. They're going up and up. Now, the guy himself doesn't look too bad in the sense, but he does look very wimpy. I don't know, maybe she's got money or something. But you see, even for me, I couldn't do that. Even for money, no matter how much. I mean, I don't know about you guys think, but for me it's weird and pretty well disgusting. But of course, that's just my opinion. Now, here's another story. This one's a bit sad, actually, in a way. Because a young boy has been injured and has lost a finger. But it's the way the paper has spun it. Apparently this young boy was bullied, but they call it racial bullying because obviously the child is black. If the boy was white, they wouldn't use that word because white people can't be racially abused, can they, apparently? But it was a school up in Wales, and if I know Wales, they don't even like the English people, let alone black people. But bullying at school has been going on for centuries and will continue to go on. I was bullied at school sometimes. Not for long. We all get bullied. Hell, I had to start new schools every couple of weeks sometimes because we moved so much. And of course, you get bullied because you're the new guy in the block. But I guess he was running away from the so-called bullies and everything. He got caught up in a fence or his finger in a fence and damaged it so badly he lost his finger. And of course, young boys being young boys, this could have happened for any reason. I mean, if the boy had been white, it would just been a terrible accident. But because the boy is black, they use a racism card. And the mother's complaining really loudly because she can see some gold at the end of the rainbow here. They've already raised £60,000 for his new finger to be made. And as I say, I feel for the boy. It's a terrible accident, of course. But it's the way they're using the race card to try and gain more sympathy and more gold. So what about it, guys? You remember going to school or starting a new school and maybe you got bullied? Of course you do. It's not racism, it's just the way human nature is. And bullying isn't just to one sex for males, it's also for femons. They bully each other as well at school. And I suspect that the mother is looking for a very big windfall from the school board, I would imagine. Does she really care about what happened to her son and his finger? Well, of course, to a point. But she can't help being a femon, and the nature of a femon is greed. For me, I hope the boy and it all turns out well for him. But what you do with bullies at school, or bullies anywhere, is you stand up to them. You don't run from them, because that only gives them the power. You know, it's kind of nice to be able to have this little chat with you. Now, you take it easy now. I'm going to go for a nice little walk.